He starts to drive his truck, you know, his forklift. He says, look, I can't even tell you about it. Such a bad scene. I shouldn't have brought it up. He backs the... See, I'm giving you stage directions. He backs the forklift stage left and retreats upstage to dim light. Descends from forklift tractor, walks over to Coke machine, places coin in slot. No Coke is emitted. He hits the machine. His quarter doesn't come back. He spits on the floor, climbs back on the forklift, and says, damn it, that's the way it always is. You think that's unusual? I ain't got a Coke out of this thing for over a month. Put a quarter in every day. Now watch. Just watch. Just wait. He'll be along in a... Yeah, he should be along right now. And a character emerges from stage right, dressed in overalls. He walks briskly to the Coke machine, puts a quarter in. Coke immediately comes out. He takes it, opens it up, takes a big drag of the Coke, and walks off stage. The guy sitting on the forklift watches as the action proceeds. You like the way I write a play? All right. You notice he didn't have no trouble getting the Coke out of that, right? Well, I guarantee you, anybody in this audience could come up and get a Coke out of that machine. Anybody. Anybody. One of you want to try? How about you, down in the second row, the fat guy with a bald head? You think you're a loser, huh? Come on up, put a quarter in the machine, see what happens. The man arises from audience, looks embarrassed, comes up on stage, looks confused, peers out through the audience for a moment. Audience applauds encouragingly. He walks to the machine, fishes in his pocket for a quarter, drops his keys on the floor in confusion, picks them up, places a quarter in the machine. Instantly, a Coke emerges, and the man on the fork says, go ahead, drink it. It's a real one. That's a real machine, too. Go ahead, drink it. Take it down the audience. Be my guest. Okay. There you go. See, anybody. How about you, lady? You want to try? That doesn't make any difference. You'd get a Coke. The only guy in this whole place wouldn't get a Coke is me. Why? Because my name is Tommy Moore, that's why. And I've been lousing up ever since I was born. Always trying to do the right thing, and what happens? That's right. Now, you don't want to hear the rest of my play, do you? You like it, huh? All right, now, immediately, thousands of guys out there, second-rate writers all, are sitting down trying to quickly take note of what I've been saying. Do you know that there have been three off-Broadway plays that have gotten good critical response that have originated on my show? Yeah? You don't believe it? I don't care whether you do or not, friend. You do not impress me one bit. And that surprises them. But that's, six and one half dozen the other. You accept that. Would you give me some cheap guitar music, please? Yes. Nothing like a little cheap guitar music to set the fringe ends of the soul agaggle. Cheap guitar music playing with the truncated speaker of a cut-rate discount stereo system with 7 decibels of surface scratch noise, a faint filigree of lace over the ethereal sounds of a 2-bit artist. That's right. You know who Tommy Moore was? You curious? He still is Tommy Moore. But you know who he almost was? Tommy Moore was the first drummer with the Beatles. Yes. For several months back in 1960, he provided the rhythm, backing for John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and Big George Harrison. Well, several things started me thinking about the future, he says now, and we are quoting Mr. Moore. Well, we got no bookings. Everything was turning sour. I played with them lots of times. We worked together, but nothing ever happened, so I had to finally get a job. I was getting hungry. So Mr. Moore, 36 years old today, now drives a forklift truck in a bottle factory outside of Liverpool. Do you agree that would make a nice one-act play? By the way, if you're curious of the off-Broadway plays that were based on various shows that we've done in the past, names of plays and authors will be supplied on request. But you must be over 21 and prove that you are a guaranteed art student and not a cheap seeker of sensation. Or a seeker of cheap sensations. Which is it? Bring it out there big. So let us tonight salute the moment that it could have been, that it never was, and never will be. Yes, friends, as we sit here in the quiet, flickering candlelight of this third-rate Italian restaurant, mulling over last week's pastrami, when you were a tadpole and I was a fish in the Paleozoic time, and side by side in the ebbing tide we sprawled through the ooze and slime, or skittered with many a caudal flip through the depths of a Cambrian fen. My heart was rife with the joy of life, for I loved you even then. Mindless we lived, and mindless we loved, and mindless at last we died, and deep in a rift of the Caradoc drift we slumbered. Side by side. The world turned on in the lathe of time. The hot lands heaved amain until we caught our breath from the womb of death and crept into limelight again. We were amphibians, scaled and tailored, and as drab as a dead man's hand. We coiled at ease neath the dripping trees, or trail through the mud and sand, croaking and blind, with our three clawed feet, writing a language dumb, with never a spark in the empty dark to hint, to suggest a life to come. Yet happy we lived, and happy we loved, and happy we died once more. Our forms were rolled in the clining mold of a Nicomian shore. And then the eons came, the eons fled, and the sleep that wrapped us fast was riven away in a newer day, and the night of death was past. Then light and swift through the jungle trees we swung in our airy flights, or breathed in the balms of the fronded palms in the hush of the beautiful moonless nights. Oh, what beautiful years were these, when our hearts clung each to each, when life was filled and our senses thrilled in the first faint dawn of speech. Thus, life by life and love by love, we passed through the cycle strange, and breath by breath and death by death, we followed the chain of change, till there came a time in the law of life when over the nursing sod the shadows broke, and the soul awoke. And now here we sit. Here we sit. Over a luscious repast, over a delicate wine, once again we pledge our love. Who knows what shall come in the fullness of time, in the next eons, moving past, down and gone. Just thought you'd like a little cheap guitar music to wail the fate of Tommy Moore, forklift operator. You kind of liked that, didn't you? And I'm going to give you one word of advice. The first person that asks for a copy of that poem is liable to get his head busted. I will send my agents right out there to do it. We do not send copies of poems.